CBS News tonight issued a statement saying it stands by its reporting in last week's 60 Minutes 2 story about George W. Bush's service in the Texas Air National Guard. The much-disputed report relied upon memos that some experts believe to be forged. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
In tonight's announcement, CBS News President Andrew Hayward said, quote, "We established to our satisfaction that the memos were accurate or we would not have put them on television." Hayward spoke on CBS Evening News.
Enough questions have been raised that we're going to redouble our efforts to answer those questions.
Those questions swirled around four memos allegedly written by Bush's squadron commander. Lieutenant Colonel Jerry Killian died in 1984. Killian's family has called the memos forgeries. They're Republicans who support the president's reelection. Lieutenant Colonel Killian's former secretary does not. She says the information in the memos is correct and consistent with what she heard Killian say. But she said she didn't type them, and she doesn't think he did either. Emily J. Will was hired by CBS to examine two of the documents. She found a number of tiny but telling inconsistencies. For example, an anomalous comma.
Whereas all the other documents I looked at that were military documents did not have a comma in the date, and whether this was in any way indicative of some non-military person having a hand in it. It was just a question. These are all questions that I had that I needed to resolve before I could possibly support these documents.
CBS did not resolve those questions to the satisfaction of critics. Howard Kurtz covers media for The Washington Post. He says a show like 60 Minutes is under ridiculous pressure to scoop its competitors.
It's hard to avoid the conclusion that the heat of the presidential campaign and the pressure on all these primetime news magazine shows to break the kind of story that will make big headlines was not a factor here.
Kurtz said nothing in this 30-year-old story made it necessary for CBS to run with it last week.
But it was a scoop. CBS thought it was a pretty good scoop. So did the rest of the media for the first 24 hours. And it was only in the days that followed that serious questions began to be raised about the authenticity of the documents that the network relied on.
Many of those questions emerged from what's known as the blogosphere. Glenn Reynolds is a law professor. He also publishes Instapundit.com. He says there's a reason why bloggers jumped on this story.
Blog writers and blog readers have a strong obsessive-compulsive streak that notices details like typefaces and kerning.
And it's precisely that quality that caused one former CBS executive to blast the typical blogger as just a guy sitting in his living room in his pajamas. Reynolds admits there's a streak of ornery partisanship in the blog attacks. Most have come from the right, but he defends the blogger's collective intelligence. He says hundreds of independent web nerds have an advantage over a staff of trained journalists locked in a newsroom.
I think they succumb to groupthink and to a desire to have a big story. And I think that bloggers, because they're dispersed and they don't all hang around in the same room, are in some sense less likely to get into a cocoon the way that people in a media organization may.
The CBS statement defending its reporting may not be enough for Congressman Chris Cox. The California Republican wants a congressional review of the documents used by CBS. On that, the network had no comment. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.
This evening on 60 Minutes 2, Dan Rather had these comments about the story.
A few personal thoughts on this story we've reported tonight. We shall continue to aggressively investigate the story of President Bush's service in the National Guard and the story of the documents and memos in Colonel Killian's file. Are those documents authentic, as experts consulted by CBS News continue to maintain? Or were they forgeries or recreations, as Marion Carr Knox and others believe? We will keep an open mind, and we will continue to report credible evidence and responsible points of view as we try to answer the questions raised about the authenticity of the documents. Having said that, we do feel it's important to underscore this point. Those who have criticized aspects of our story have never criticized the heart of it, the major thrust of our report, that George Bush received preferential treatment to get into the National Guard and, once accepted, failed to satisfy the requirements of his service. If we uncover any information to the contrary, rest assured, we shall report that also.